Laboratory.
The purpose of the GRAIL mission is to investigate the interior structure of the moon.
GRAIL scientist Sami Asmar says the probes, each about the size of a washing machine, will be able to determine what lies beneath the moon's surface and help scientists pick landing spots if we ever do send people back. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
The NFL season kicks off tonight, the defending Super Bowl champ Packers against the Saints. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, it's me.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:05, September 8th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming and chatting, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So just pop into there. Get into our chat room as Sun Gold and Santa Claus and John and...
Santa Claus?
No, I think it's Santa Claus. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. And many others, Indie Guy and many others are in there already and just firing up.
A lot to be fired up about.
Yeah, Bad Bob is off today. But Just Bob is here. Good morning, Just Bob.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you. You did a great job of the news. Always.
Well, thank you. There's plenty to be fired up about today.
Well, you know, the one, you know, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But we've got such a full show today. Chief Hansen, we've got the Family Justice Center here. We've just got...
In fact, the Family Justice Center is here. And so we're going to do our opening comments.
And speaking of opening comments, and somebody who's a star and stands for justice for all.
And when we opened up the show, you heard the mics went up quicker than I thought they were going to. So, I picked my headphones up and bang the microphone. So it sounds like we're moving furniture. And we said, that's me. So welcome. Yes, this morning. Good morning again. It is the 8th of September, and we're looking at a high today of 99 degrees.
I don't believe it. I think it's going to go over 100 again.
Now, I know we always do this part that's going to be this day in history, and I know we've got to
be quick today.
And we don't have it? Well, maybe you do. Do you have it up?
I think I might before you're done.
Okay. So NBC TV headed into space, the final frontier, on this day in 1966. Are you a Trekkie? I am. I love it. The first episode of Star Trek titled The Man Trap.
Final Frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations. To
all right.
Boldly go where no man
Scott has
gone
is going to beam me up today. I can just feel it.
Okay. So that in 1966. That's great.
There's a lot of information about that, but we got to get on to our next subject.
Well, keeping in faith with the strangeness and the strangeness of that and the alien creatures that we saw in Star Trek and how that was so out. Let's go to San Francisco. A San Francisco supervisor introduced a proposed ordinance that would ban bare bottoms from being planted on public seats. Yes, did you know that public nudity is okay in San Francisco? But they want to prevent those practicing public nudity from utilizing public benches or other public seating without clothing or some other separate material between the person's genitals, buttocks, and other seating surface in all this stuff. I didn't even put everything else in there. He wanted to ensure public nudity comports with basic concepts of public health. You know what? This is scary to me. Because do you mean at this point that you can go to restaurants in San Francisco and people could have been sitting there naked?
I don't know, but I know the perfect segue song out of this. It's going to be the host of the new Oscar this year, Eddie Murphy. Push, push, in the...
Anyway.
All right. So maybe you can find BUTT up there.
Anyway, San Francisco is a liberal and tolerant city, and we pride ourselves. Yet while we have a variety of views about public nudity, we can all agree that when you sit down naked, you should cover the seat. Well, yes. All right.
Well, thank you very much for that visual this morning. I'm so glad that
you're... Well, but you're talking aliens. You're talking way out there.
Yeah, but that's different.
This is San Francisco.
I know. And you know what? I was there when they did the nude bike race, okay? With my girlfriend at the end of the trolley, at the beginning of the trolley when it spun, and several families and little kids. And what are you going to do with your three-year-old when you see a guy... Or several guys.
You see about 100 naked bicycles.
With their hairy behinds flashing on a bike seat. I mean, it's like a visual that will never go out of one's mind.
Okay.
For starting our day like
that. Thank you for that one. Okay, this another of the thing. In Record Searchlight had an editorial. Their editorial about the Reading School of Arts. And the brouhaha about them not having a flag up there. And they said, well, you know, we just called them and said, you know, they're going to have a flagpole up there. They're going to put it up, you know, by Veterans Day, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we had one of our callers tell us this, 3 weeks ago?
Right. It was a guy. It was a teacher, and it disturbed him.
He was one of the construction workers.
Yes.
And he said, he said something about offending people. Well, see, that wasn't true. We ended up talking to the school superintendent. We ended up talking, who was on the show. We talked to the principal. You know, the bottom line in this whole thing is the school superintendent, or the whole district superintendent, who is a veteran and very strong about this. Has said, that's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. And the principal said this. I mean, this was like 3 weeks ago. I don't even know why this thing is even still going around.
Okay. Now, matters that we have to get to quickly here. And Chris, tell us what's happening in the market from Wells Fargo. Welcome to the program. You're on.
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're 40 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are lower. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 32 points at 11,383. The S&P 500 down 5 points at 1194, while the NASDAQ Composite is giving up 4 points at 2544. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 128 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 15 cents at 733, Ford down 6 cents at 1050, General Electric down 11 cents at 1569, where Hewlett-Packard's unchanged at 2415. Of local interest, PG&E up a nickel at $41.44. Safeway's adding 34 cents at $18.75. And North Valley Bank is unchanged at $9.85. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.01%, while the 2-year treasury is yielding 0.2. Oil's up 33 cents a barrel at $89.67. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $38 an ounce at $18.54.14. Silver's up 78 cents at $42.30 an ounce. This is Chris Losondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, coming up after this break, we have celebrities in town. You're going to be hearing from Casey Gwynn. And who's at the Cascade tomorrow night? I've got tickets. We're going to be hearing what this special fundraiser is for. And just stay tuned after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Couldn't find...
Don't worry.
Okay.
Dave, talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, September the 8th. Going to get up to 100 degrees today. Don't leave your dogs or kids inside the car.
You know what I want to tell you? Yesterday I went to Macy's, and there were two cars that were locked with the air conditioning on. And I went, because I went in to go pay a bill and look around.
Your car was running?
Their cars were running, and I looked and I thought, okay, one was right next to me, and I looked over, and there was a black lab, and I thought, do I call animal, I know the air conditioning's on, maybe this is what they do, they put the air conditioning on, lock the door, run in, do something, and then come out because, they've got their dog, but it just weirded me out, and I thought, I'd be curious to hear, if you have air conditioning, I know nobody ever, they always say, do not do that. Anyway, that was such a side, that's just a thing that really freaks me out.
Hey, our guest today from the Family Justice Center.
Nice segue, guys.
Yeah, Family Justice Center. We have Michael Burke. And Michael, would you introduce Casey to everybody? I mean, Casey's been on our show several times.
Sure. Casey's the president and founder of the National Family Justice Center Alliance. And Casey brought his dream to life now in over 80 centers worldwide. And they're in Mexico, in Saudi Arabia. There's hundreds of sites in development, and we were lucky enough to be part of this great movement in Shasta County. The Shasta County Family Justice Center opened September 1st, 2010. The idea is co-located services to help victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and elder abuse by putting trusted services that already exist in our community under one roof. So when a victim comes in, they don't have to travel all around town. They just go to one place and get those services to help them break their cycle of abuse. And we are so fortunate to have Casey with us today. And in the last year that I've been doing this, I've grown to just so admire what Casey's done from a dream in 1991 that he can talk about to bringing this to a worldwide movement.
Welcome, Casey Quinn.
Morning, Linda.
It's always great to see you, and you have the most amazing energy, and you are, when I say we have a celebrity in town, I really believe that about you. You've been able to, again, like what Michael Burke said, is to take your passion and your thought and go through the ranks to be able to, because of your energy, pierce through the red tape. And here we are these many years later. In fact, we are celebrating tomorrow the one-year anniversary of the Shasta Family Justice Center, which, where are we? And welcome to the program, by the way.
Well, thanks, Lynn. It's great to be here. Michael's done an amazing job with the Shasta Family Justice Center. I mean, you and Carl have been so supportive, and I've been coming up here for, almost 7 or 8 years talking about this now. And it's so exciting to now see it become a reality, where agencies are all coming together, they're all working together under one roof, and now you've got well over 2,000 visits in the first year, which means that women and kids are coming and getting the help they need here in Shasta County. So that's really exciting.
2,000. Mm-hmm. It's staggering. We were talking about numbers the last time you were on and how much they have increased mm-hmm. in the past year.
Yeah, our first month we had 33 visits per service, and we were busy. Last month in August, we had 347, and we were very busy. And it's we've keep expanding our services and adding new partners, and it's just it's a phenomenal community gathering for victims.
Well, as we celebrate the 1 year of the Shasta Family Justice Center, we're bringing in a very, very special entertainer who has never been to Reading, I understand. This is the first time she's appearing here in the North State. And we are talking about Jan Daly. She has she's a phenomenal singer. Not only that, she really has a tie-in with doing the USOs during the Bob Hope era. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a special tribute to the veterans. But not only that, you're going to have some really great information within the show from people who have been through the center and are survivors.
Absolutely. We have a survivor video, and we're having the Shasta A Cappella Choir open the show and sing with Jan and sing to the veterans with Jan. But and Casey Quinn's going to be there. He's going to be emceeing the show. And so our community will have a chance to listen to Casey and his passion and his energy kind of talk about the movement.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk to Casey Quinn. We're going to talk about what you've been up to, you know, because it all collates with what we're doing right now here in the North State as well as in the world. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Fans, get ready for this Star Power Showdown. Watch the much-talked-about Mayweather versus Ortiz match as they go head-to-head with 12 rounds in the ring for the WBC Welterweight World Championship. Broadcasted live on pay-per-view at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $15, includes food. This event will sell out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't stop there. Go the distance and join DJ Sammy in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge, bringing down the house as he is live in the mix with his premier video mixing, spinning all your favorites. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. that will take you anywhere within the Reading-Anderson city limits. You must be 21 to attend. Great entertainment is coming your way with the pay-per-view Mayweather versus Ortiz bout, broadcasted live at Wind River Casino on Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. For more information on this action-packed night, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 7:25 in the morning, September 8th. Take it down. Hey, our guest, Casey Gwynn and Michael Burke. Michael from the Family Justice Center, and the and Casey, who is really the founder of this whole evolution to help people of domestic abuse. And it's people. It's not just women. It's people and children, of course, and children of domestic abuse. You've got some pretty staggering figures for our military, our veterans that have returned back from war, which, is which by the way, is well over, is into the millions at this point.
Yeah, they're pretty stunning numbers when you watch what's going on around the country. You know, you put together the bad economy with the war, with what's going on with veterans coming back from the war. I get about 20 different Yahoo and Google alerts where I follow pretty much every news story in America every day around family violence homicides. We're running about 4 deaths a day right now. 4 women died yesterday. Before that, day before that, 5 women, 1 man. A couple murder-suicides each day we're averaging.
This is not just all from veterans, though.
No, these are not all veterans, though. Interestingly enough, a percentage of them are veterans. Looks like about 20% of them that we're seeing around the country are veterans. And they're both murder-suicides and simply the suicides of veterans coming back from war to really complicated family dynamics. So the tragedy is really very real. I was telling Linda, we've been tracking mass murders in the United States, domestic violence-related mass murders for the last 12 weeks. We've had a mass murder every 2 weeks for the last 12 weeks in the United States. Not a single national news story. A mass murder is 4 people killed without a cooling-off period by one person. And we've had now 6 of those in the United States. No national news of any kind. Started in Wheatland, Wyoming on July 8th.
Wheatland, Wyoming.
Correct. And we just had one yesterday with 5 people killed.
Where was
in Kentucky. So the journey is amazing here, and yet there's not a lot of national attention being paid to it. It's why I'm so excited to be here. One, to commemorate the Shasta Family Justice Center. Two, to have Jan Daly here doing this special event where we are honoring veterans and we're recognizing the Family Justice Center. And, you know, Jan spent so much time with Bob Hope and so much time celebrating veterans and going overseas, really honoring those in war. But there's a war in this country, too. There's a war on women going on in this country. And so Friday night, tomorrow night,
Tomorrow night. I know.
At the Cascade Theater. That'll be a very special time with Jan, both to recognize veterans and just to thank the community here for supporting the Family Justice Center and asking them to really step it up as this center goes forward. Michael's doing an amazing job on just a shoestring budget to try to make a difference in the lives of women and men and their children that are facing family violence, and it's a major issue every day in this country.
You know, the thing with tomorrow night with Jan Daly, and besides the Family Justice Center, which is the main, of course, the main focus, you're also honoring veterans. And we're going to have veterans ranging from World War II veterans all the way up to the Global War on Terror. Veterans will be there, and Jan's going to serenade them. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited, and thank you so much for the honor of letting me assist in helping to find our veterans there. We have so many rich stories that are from here. Also, there's a breakfast.
Yes, we're doing an invitation-only breakfast for the stakeholders in the community to have a chance to meet with Casey. If you are interested in coming to that breakfast, call me, Michael Burke, at the Family Justice Center at 243-8868, and we can see if we can get you in there. If you're interested in tickets for the Jan Daly concert, you can go to cascadetheater.org, and they're at the Cascade Theater box office. You can also get them at the door the night of the events. There's still some great seats available.
And, well, I do have 4 tickets, and you know, on my show tonight, Jan Daly will be on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. I'm so excited. We're going to play some of her tracks. I've got tickets to give away tonight, and I also am holding 4 tickets, so this would be a great double date night, you guys. Give us a call here, 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And that's 4 tickets for tomorrow night's show, which should be a phenomenal concert with Jan Daly and the troops and the choir and the Lou White Band, let's not forget
Lou.
And you're going to get to meet Casey Gwynn, and you're going to hear some really great stuff. It's going to be a great night. 605-4567. Thanks so much, guys, and congratulations on 1 year anniversary.
And we hope that we can do this every year for the next 20 years.
That would be great. Fantastic.
Except you have a much bigger area or something.
And thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for all your support.
Thank you. Well, you know what? Thanks for what you've done for our community, Casey. But then, Michael, thank you so much for what you and all of your people have done, too, for the community. It's, you know, helping that many people is fantastic. Again, it's something that the North State does. It pulls together. And that's so we'll see you all tomorrow night at the Jan Daly concert. Starts great. At 7 p.m. Cascade Theater.
Have a so great much. Day. We're going to take a break right now for Fox News here on KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, mixed reports on the U.S. economy of Wall Street searching for direction in early trading. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 35 points. More Americans joined the unemployment line last week, a fresh sign the labor market remains weak. 414,000 people filed for first-time benefits. That was more than expected. The four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, rose for a third straight week. That report comes ahead of President Obama's long-awaited jobs plan. Fox News has learned the legislation will be called the American Jobs Act. It will have a price tag of around $400 billion. Officials tell Fox News the plan will be paid for by spending cuts, but the president won't reveal those cuts tonight. And the trade deficit narrowed more than expected in July, with exports hitting a record high. The deficit is now $44.8 billion. The 13% drop from June is the biggest monthly drop in 2.5 years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State music and art experience featuring Garrett Vigors and a Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Reading artist Juan Edwards. Tickets are $18 to $30 at the Cascade Theater box office. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. The show will also include an art Art Gallery in the lobby, a live music and art silent auction, and the Yaks Live Art Exposure Scholarship and Artist Selection will be presented, which will sponsor one local band recording three songs in 3 days at the Soundhouse Studio, as well as one local photographer and painter that will have a featured spread in an upcoming issue of Enjoy Magazine. Don't miss Yaks Live Art, a North State music and art experience at the Cascade Theater, Friday, September 16th, a one-of-a-kind event. Get your tickets at cascadetheater.org.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad. 7:35 in the morning, September the 8th, and it is 63 degrees. It's going to get up to past 100 today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading here. Joe and Shelley do a great job there with Espresso Joe's. It's coffee. It's, you know, it's the finest walk-in humidor in the state. There are Espresso Joe's with coffee and cold drinks, community room. Veterans get discounts there. They take care of people. They help the community. They support the community. This is a great place. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check it out. You're going to enjoy it.
Well, you might have been hearing about The Right Sound, which is a concert series that's happening, of course, at one of our beautiful Frank Lloyd Wright great churches. It's the Pilgrim Congregational Church. And inside, if you've never been, the acoustics are spectacular. In fact, this is where the Madrigals do their Christmas concerts. And coming up, and with us today on the program, I'm thrilled to have Scott Joss. He is... You've got such a huge history, I don't even know where to begin. And Rhonda Ball.
Neither do I.
Welcome to the program, of course. And we are going to be talking about September 10th, which is, it's right this weekend.
Really?
I know. I'm sure you're always ready.
Well, it's early, so I'm figuring out. It's only a couple days away.
Well, Scott, you're a road. Roadworthy. So let's just talk about the fact, don't you have a thing packed? A bag packed and you're ready to go because you might get a call.
At all times. 24 hours a day, my bag is packed. And yep. A week's worth of clothes and, you know, all the things you need. And I'm good to go.
Well, I just found out from you that you were born and raised here. You were raised up here in Reading.
I wasn't born here, but I was raised here. Went to elementary school down here at Bonneview in South Reading. And went to Live Oak Junior High when it was a junior high school. Went to Nova when it was the ninth grade center, you know, where all the ninth graders went. Graduated Shasta High School. Won't tell you what year because then you know how long I've been on the road. And how long my clothes have been packed.
that's part of the deal.
Yeah. And so I grew up here, and my music started here. And it actually started at Bonneview Elementary. So, you know, that's a whole other story. We could go into it, but it would take forever.
Well, that's okay. I'd just like to know what your first instrument was.
Fiddle. Still, it's my primary instrument. I play a couple others, but fiddle is the first and the only true musical love. Well,
we have one of our chat room members is saying he's going to come see you, and he's taking his guitar player, his singer, and piano player with him, and his piano player helped raise you.
Really? Does it say who that is? Because I don't know.
Coach Bob, give me a name here.
Coach Bob.
It's one of our chat people.
I was going to say, I don't know, Coach Bob. I never went to PE class. I skipped all that stuff. It's the only class I failed miserably was PE.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that this is a conjunction with Enjoy Magazine, and this is a portion of the proceeds are going to go to Wings of Angels. We got to take a break, but when we come back, I really would like to hear more with Scott Joss. And, like, who were some of your influences, and how did you pick up a fiddle, and who inspired you, and there has to be the action between the thought and the physical action.
Time do we have?
Well, after the break, we're going to have. We have up to 8 o'clock. Hey, by the way, the name is Adrian Jacoby.
Oh, Adrian. How are you, Adrian?
All right.
I love her,
we'll be right. And Tony's in the house, too. We'll be right back after these messages, KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Earth. Bernie and Dave, talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl Lindabot. 7:42 in the morning, September the 8th. 63 degrees, going up to 100 today. Stay cool. And speaking of cool, guess what we got?
Yeah, we've got a lot of got a bunch of stuff going on in town. You know, we've got Jan Daly tomorrow night. We have The Right Sound featuring Scott Joss with the Sidemen on Saturday, and of course Sunday, all the events with 9/11. So your weekend is just filled with what am I going to do? Well, Reading has become a place where, guess what? There are some really rich cultural things going on. Great musician, and I would say Reading's own. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Reading's own Scott Joss in the beautiful.
If they'll have me.
Right, yes, absolutely. But you know what? This is a Pilgrim Congregational Church.
They have us.
You're looking at this is the Congregational Church. It's going to be like being there, like we've got get to see you in a studio, where every little lick that you do, we get to hear
oh,
it.
Oh, great! Thanks for that. I'm. Put the pressure on, will you?
Well, you know, I think you probably at this point really play with always and always have played with your heart.
Half the joy of it with me is at this point if we make a mistake, that's half the fun.
Yeah.
You know, you get to expose a little bit of yourself and go, see, we're not perfect. And
yeah.
There's going to be mistakes and little things that come up. And I actually live for things like that. The recovery is what's fun.
Exactly. Yeah. I always see this magic between
really,
the notes.
You would really love this show, then.
Yeah. There's magic in the breath between the notes.
Sure.
Where are we going?
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah, look. Watch the train wreck. Watch what happens.
So, Rhonda?
Yes.
Okay, you've been a little Well, your Tyler turn. Over there, your turn.
He
what's
is
going
so
on?
Interesting. I'd rather you just talk to him.
Here we go.
You know, we are one of the sponsors for The Right Sound, one of the media sponsors, and are so pleased that we can do this. We got involved with their last concert with Joe Catania, which was fabulous, and I was able to go, and I'm so bummed I'm going to miss it this weekend. I'll be out of town, but
we'll forgive you.
Joe's another one. He's just a total pro. Mm-hmm. Put him anywhere in the world. Yeah. That man can work a room.
But it was just awesome. The sound in that church is just beautiful, and this concert's going to be great, I have no doubt. And, it's just a really great place to listen to music, and we're just really pleased that we're part of the sponsorship. And we have a great story in our issue right now about Scott that Jim Dyer did.
I have to jump in here and say thank you, because the photographer was wonderful. Jim Dyer did a wonderful job with the story. Mm-hmm. And the fact that that magazine is free for all of us to enjoy amazes me with the quality and the class that magazine
has.
Something that
that's very nice.
Very proud to be part of it.
It is true. It's something that you would take where, again, if you put it in the suitcase wherever you went, say you're going to Paris.
I'm going to.
This is my home. This is where I'm home. This is everything about the North State. Mm-hmm. You're going to follow, and you want to be able to bring that. Scott, before we took a break, it was something that I really wanted to hear, just because I'm a visual person. How old were you? What inspired you to go, I'm going to be a fiddle player?
Well, it's a really long story, so I'll try and condense it some. But there was a gal that she wanted to start fiddle classes at the various elementary schools around town. And her name at the time was Jana Greif. It became Jana J. And she came all by herself to our little elementary school, and we had an assembly, is what they called them. And all the kindergarten through sixth grade, we all went to the auditorium and sat there on the hard floor. And she came in with her fiddle. And I had not ever even entertained the thought of playing before that point. And she came in, and she started playing. She started playing fiddle tunes. She started with the real simple ones, Boil the Cabbage, Devil's Dream, moved on to some other things, and finished up with Orange Blossom Special. And she had me from the first note. It was one of those moments where you see light surrounding something, and that was it. And I couldn't take
my
eyes off.
This is my calling. I have no choice.
No. I bugged my parents forever, please rent me a fiddle so I can go take this class.
Wow.
And just on and on. And they did, bless their hearts. I'm so glad. And they put up with the cat scratching and the noise and the neighborhood dogs running away and for the months of hacking at that thing.
They didn't ban you to the closet.
No, but I pretty much banned myself to my room. I'd finish school and go home and just get the records out and start
playing. Isn't that amazing?
Playing.
That's just that.
But that was because
obsession.
Of her. It was.
Beautiful
it became
obsession.
A full-on obsession, and it has been ever since. Although if you have read the magazine, I have learned to temper it some. You know, having a wife and a daughter, and now a granddaughter. You have to learn a balance somewhere, and I miss so much with my daughter. I miss birthdays, I miss Thanksgivings, I miss Christmases, I miss all kinds of things from being on the road with that bag we were talking about, being always packed. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to have that happen now with this grandbaby. So I'm lucky to have a gig now where we do 10 or 12 shows a month, and then I get to be home for 2 or 3 weeks, and then we go do it again. It's absolutely the greatest.
Well, we never got to mention his name, but definitely you were on tour with Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
And we saw you recently at the Red Bluff Theater called the State
Theater.
The State Theater. And they were doing a fundraiser, and it was great to see y'all. Here I am.
it's getting on to you, isn't it?
It just takes a second.
Is your bag packed?
I sleep with a Southern boy. His mother's from Kentucky.
Ah,
so every now and then,
better
y'all.
Better not find out who that is.
Notice the accent disappeared all of a sudden.
So Merle Haggard.
It was a great concert.
I really
enjoyed it.
So tell us about the Sidemen.
Well, it's a name that the name goes back a long ways, and a couple of the guys and I go back a long ways. Kevin Williams is going to play bass. He is also Merle's bass player at this present time and has been for a good 10 years now. And he and I go way back, and we're in a band up at Silverthorne back in the early 80s.
Yeah, we all know about the bands up at Silverthorne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were the house band. We opened up for everybody that came through, and we called ourselves the Sidemen. And that's I've cool. always thought, what a great name for a band. So, and that's what we all are, is just Sidemen. Rick Hobbs is going to play rhythm guitar for us. He owns a transmission shop up here on Lake Boulevard. So if you need your rear end worked on, go see Ricky Hobbs up at Precision Transmission. Paul Blackwell, yeah, thank you for that. I'm pushing the envelope, I know. And Paul Blackwell, a great tile guy here in town, plays a wonderful mandolin. I've known him for forever and ever. Eric Day, a local guitar player that just... He's got a style that I haven't heard. He's got his own little style, and I that really love cool. the way he plays. And, of course, you know, it says there we have a special guest, but that is as far as we can go with that.
Yeah, special guest. Special guest. Just special guest.
There's rumors.
Yes,
there's rumors. Of a special guest.
We also have other comments here from, let me in here, from some of the people said that he was playing at Shakey's Pizza, and you showed up with your fiddle, and you're just a teenager.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, well, there's a whole lot, but we only have so much time, and my memory is only so good. So, thank goodness there's other people that remember these little.
We have a minute left for this segment. What are your closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts.
Do you, first of all, get tickets at the Cascade Theater.
Yeah,
we
got to do that. Don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah. First of all, you got to do that.
And
yeah.
the tickets are
at
the door. And of course, the concert is Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the time is 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we're gonna have and we're gonna take a break. There'll be a little wine, a little hors d'oeuvres.
Okay. Hors d'oeuvres and wine.
And
yeah.
And portion of the
proceeds. So the second set will probably be a lot better.
Oh yeah.
Than the first.
Oh yeah. You'll be loosened up by then.
Well, I won't.
You might hear the who. Yeah. Wings of Angels, portion of the proceeds going to Wings of Angels, of course. This is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
We're very proud of that.
Wish you were about your fiddle in this morning.
Well,
would you ever come back and play?
I'll play anytime you want
me
to.
You know what? You're always welcome to come back. Anytime you go somewhere.
All you
got to
do is call me.
Oh, man.
Geez, you know me. I'll play at the drop of a hat.
Oh, really?
Anybody, see?
Scott Joss, ladies and gentlemen. And we are so excited about Saturday night's show at the... and it's an intimate concert series, of course, at the Right Sound. And you're going to have the Sidemen. That's this Saturday from 7 to 9. Get your tickets at Cascade or at the door. Thanks so much for being with us.
You are welcome. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about the things that are going on with the flag and the giant flag here over this weekend. Carl and the Bob, this is Free Fire Radio.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Woo-ha! You know, this is Carl Lindabad. It's, 7:55 in the morning, September 8th. We just had Scott Joss here, and you know
what a gentleman.
You know what? He's a homegrown guy. He's a homegrown boy who is just a real nice guy.
You see, I met him in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
When I had a pedal steel guy by the name of Mike Skaggs. And I think they asked me to judge some kind of thing in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
And so I only know him, Scott Joss, and of course he was doing a bunch of, you know, stuff. Music, he was playing with, before Merle Haggard he was with...
Ages,
Bakersfield
thing,
boy,
huh?
Come on. He was dating Sharon Stone at the time, I can't think. Tight leather pants.
Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam, the actor. Thank you! Anyway, so, yeah... So
tight leather pants is brought
tight leather
I'm
pants,
a little worried
man.
About that, just Bob.
Yeah,
that's who you remember.
Boy.
Okay. No, it was the Sharon Stone, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Mike Ferrier. Mike, and this is the man who has the flag.
I'm the man with the flag.
How
All
you
right,
doing,
what's
Mike?
Going on?
The call is about the exploits of the flag for the weekend. As you know, we're coming into the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Absolutely.
And the flag's going to get its exercise this weekend.
Great.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the... Before the beginning of the varsity football game at Enterprise High School, Dan Neese has invited us to walk that giant flag.
Oh, my
gosh.
We're
going to pull veterans out of the stands, have them come out and open up an 1,800-square-foot flag, and we're going to walk that flag into the middle of the Enterprise High School band as they're playing America the Beautiful. And it ought to be a moving ceremony. If you want to take part, come out and join us. Again,
it's Enterprise High School.
7 o'clock tomorrow.
7 o'clock tomorrow, Enterprise High School. If you want to help carry the flag, just show up there, right?
Exactly. And personal invitation to you. If you want to join us, we'd love to have you.
You know what? You know, Mike, I would do that, except I'm going to be in a concert at 7 o'clock tomorrow night with Jan Daly, and veterans are being honored there, too. So,
fantastic.
You know, see, that's the thing, Mike, which is so great, but yet it's tough because... There are so many great events going on and so many things that veterans are, you know, into on this. It's like you could just, you know, you wish that you could clone yourself three or four times. But it's great what you're doing. Okay, what else is going on?
As we do every year on 9/11, we are hosting the first responders of Northern California to put their own event on at our giant flag. We're going to raise that 1,800-square-foot flag. At 6:45 in the morning, we're going to get started. The Enterprise Band is going to be there and playing for us. And Chris McCandless is going to debut a new song that he just wrote for 9/11 at that ceremony. It'll only last half an hour, and we try and get out of the way of everybody else. So 6:45 in the morning, the flag is going to raise into the sunrise.
All right, and that day is on
9/11. Sunday, 9/11.
Okay.
Sunday. On
well,
the
you know,
day.
Now you may see, you know, day. You may see us there then.
Yeah.
And in
okay.
fact, you will. We'll be there.
We were involved with that a few years back,
yes,
and
you were,
it was
and I
just
appreciate you.
When
Thank you.
When it was really a very touching event when you saw the flag come right at sunrise, come raise the pole right when the sun was coming over the horizon.
It's
it was
perfect.
Bone-chilling.
It's just perfect.
And I urge people that, you know, that's a Sunday morning at 6:45. Get there around 6:30. And be there for this. This is something. This is the 10th anniversary of the worst attack ever on the United States. More Americans died that day than did at Pearl Harbor. But it's just also a day of remembrance and how our world has changed since that day, 10 years ago.
That day is the reason that flagpole is standing there.
That's right.
It was dedicated on the first anniversary of 9/11 to all those that give service to the community.
Okay.
We are honored to be the keepers of that flag, and it's become an icon. It really has.
Well, thank you, Mike, for calling in. Of
and
course.
I got a kudos to Scott Jost. I do not know how that man can do that thing with that violin.
Is he great?
I love going to see that man.
And you know what?
Man.
Hey, you know what?
I've driven
that's
many,
one
many
width.
Miles to catch him.
Well, you know what? Also, Mike, and for all of our listeners, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he really is
a nice guy. I mean, this is very unpretentious.
You know how you find the people who are one with. So
yes.
He's one who's one with his instrument.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I how do you do that? And his voice, I swear the man's got pearls hanging
doesn't,
around. His
doesn't throat. I mean when you're just, talking to him? Yeah.
Wow.
As you are one with the flag, he is one with the fiddle.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Have yourselves
Mike.
A wonderful day.
Thank
okay,
you
we're
so
going to talk
much.
About this again tomorrow. We get everybody in there. So give us a call tomorrow, too, Mike, if you want to.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Hey, coming up, we've got Chief Hansen finding out what's going
him.
On.
Yeah, we're
going
to talk to him about how the crime rate's dropping.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Okay, Chief. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's the big question again in Washington.
Where's the common ground? Well, what is it that we can't agree on?
House Speaker John Boehner before President Obama unveils his new jobs plan tonight. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
The president's plan reportedly with a price tag of around $400 billion.
It'll be fully paid for by closing tax loopholes and asking the wealthiest Americans to pay their fair share.
White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer says the plan will include tax cuts to businesses and fund infrastructure upgrades.
The president's coming at our invitation. We ought to be respectful, and we ought to welcome him.
But House Speaker John Boehner says he understands if Americans are more interested in watching tonight's football game. Dave?
Jared, a mandatory evacuation order for about 100,000 along the rising Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania. Areas flooded up to New England. Fox's David Lee Miller live in Paterson, New Jersey.
Paterson, New Jersey residents, many of whom are still cleaning up after Hurricane Irene, are bracing.
We've lost our connection with David Lee Miller in Paterson, New Jersey, that area that was flooded out so extensively when Hurricane Irene went through. President Obama visited there, and now they're dealing with the same kind of a situation. There's also been flash flooding in parts of Maryland, and warnings are up for a lot more. Days before we remember 9/11, a decade later, Rutgers Law Review releasing new air traffic controller tapes.
We have some planes.
That's from one of the flights that crashed into the Twin Towers. Another recording is from United 93. You can hear what sounds like fighting before the plane went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. More wildfires still scorching in Texas. People wondering if they have homes.
It's not fun to be out there and not knowing. Are you coming home and knowing if your home is okay?
But officials have just made it easier, releasing a partial list of the nearly 1,400 houses that have already burned down in those fires in Texas. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, and with live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save 15% off replacement parts at advanceautoparts.com. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts, service is our best part.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The night before President Obama's big jobs speech, the Republicans running against him blamed him for this weak economy.
Our president doesn't understand how the economy works. I do, because I've lived in it.
But Mitt Romney was himself a target in the MSNBC Republican debate, getting into it with Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Michael Dukakis created jobs three times faster than you did, Mitt.
Well, as a matter of fact, George Bush and his predecessor created jobs at a faster rate than you did, Governor.
That's not correct.
Yeah, that is correct.
Now, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann had another message.
As President of the United States, I won't rest until I repeal Obamacare.
She will deliver a response to the president's job speech tonight. We don't know where he is, but we've heard from Gaddafi again.
The youth in Tripoli and everywhere are ready to carry out attacks on the mercenaries.
Libya's ousted leader on Syrian TV says NATO will be defeated, calling the rebels rats and dogs and germs. Russia's president calling for fast changes in the country's air transport industry the day after that crash that killed 43 people, many of them players on a pro hockey team. The NFL is back.
Barricades are up and the stage is set. For Maroon 5, Kid Rock, and Lady Antebellum, the pregame show before the Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers and last year's champs, the New Orleans Saints, go at it, opening the 2011 NFL season. 100,000 fans expected in Titletown, NBC affiliates in Wisconsin skipping President Obama's speech for the show. And around the country, all pregame action in its entirety can be seen on Versus, USA, and the Sci-Fi Network. The speech expected to be done in time for kickoff. Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
We did see some selling on Wall Street earlier, but it's turned around. The Dow is now up 50 points. Gold also rebounding, up $38 an ounce today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. 805, September the 8th, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live on KCNR 1460 all over the world. And take us with your iPods, take us everywhere. And then you can chat with us, as many have right here. Got a lot of great feedback during the Scott Joss segment we had. Seems like a lot of people know Scott Joss and think a lot of him.
Wonderful stories of his, rise to fame, and he's just a great guy.
You know, he seems like
somebody.
But before we get started with that, I want to mention one more time here, because this is a listener who's been with us for a long time, about his dog, Conrad. Conrad's still missing.
Oh.
And my friends, he was lost out on... yesterday, he's a 65-pound brown shepherd-like, Australian shepherd-like dog. He's older and he needs medicine. If you happen to see him out there, you've checked Haven Humane, but if you happen to see a dog wandering around that looks lost and he looks like that, again, his name is Conrad. And, you know, just give us a call here at the station, 605-4565. And that's our business office. If you happen to see Conrad or a dog that looks like Conrad, give us a call and we'll get in touch with the owner. But he needs medication. He's, like I said, he's older and he's a he just means a lot to the family. So anyway,
well, that's
okay.
Well, that's what we're going to try to put the news out there to make that come together. One of our favorite segments of the month is when we're able to bring in the police chief. And we're talking to Peter Hansen, who's in the room right now and with us for the rest of the hour, to talk about what's now happening this month. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Chief, there are a lot of things going on here.
Yes, there are. Lots of things going on.
I mean, it's September, October. When are you leaving?
My last day will be November 14th, which is a Monday.
Okay.
And we're actually in the recruitment process still for my replacement. So I got a call yesterday from personnel. They have about 16 applications on file. There'll probably be a few more that come in this week because the closing day is Monday the 12th.
Are these mainly from California or are they from other states?
I don't know for sure. I know they have received several applications from out of state, but I haven't actually looked at the applications myself. I'm not sure I'm even allowed to. That's really for the city manager to sort through.
Right.
But I'm going to guess there'd be a variety from the state as well as from out of state.
Any from local within?
Not as far as I know.
Okay. Yeah, I know I've talked to several of the officers, and they're all, of course they're all a little bit younger too.
Yeah. We have great leadership in our department and a lot of very good, talented individuals, but they are very young in terms of overall law enforcement experience. And because of the turnover that we've experienced at our department, as well as many other departments in the state, a lot of up-and-comers in the agencies don't have a lot of time in place. While they're outstanding individuals, the experience level in those command-level positions is fairly limited at this time. But in years past, and I refer mostly to Chief Blankenship, he became chief in the early 40s, very successful career as police chief.
It's not just an age thing, too.
No, it's not. I really have a lot of confidence in our city manager that he'll do what's best for the city. I think he's got a good knack for personnel decisions and putting people in the right place.
Hey, Chief, what would you say is the most important qualification for a police chief here in Reading? Because I know that might change in different places. Detroit may be a little bit different than here.
Yeah, Reading is, I think, a very special place because you have to be able to communicate on a level with the public here. They have very high expectations of their police department and their police chief, and you have to be able to communicate and have the willingness to go and talk to people one-on-one. The cliche about being able to talk to the man on the street, I think, is really important. And so much of the problems we have in law enforcement with different aspects of our community really boils down to communication. So I would think that would be the number one qualification, the ability to communicate with different groups, with different individuals, and to be able to speak with a man on the street.
Well, and as Linda has said, countless times, is that we believe we're fortunate with our choice of everybody that's in public office here in Reading. Everyone has stepped up to the mic here, and several of you all on a regular basis, and we really, really appreciate that. And I know that our listeners do, too, as you're here every month. Tom Basinko's here every month. We've got somebody from the city here, being anywhere from, the city manager to, we got public defenders. I mean, just everybody comes through to talk. And I believe the more knowledge and the more information you give out, the easier it is for everybody.
Well, and you can talk to people one-on-one, face-to-face, and it's not some anonymous person that's 300 miles away.
Yeah.
Local government is a responsive government, and I think that's what we have here. And, whether it be the city council or the board of supervisors, you can pick up the phone, you can talk to them one-on-one, and I think that's great.
Our guest is Chief Peter Hansen, but before we take our break, we've got to find out what's going on in the market this minute with Chris at Wells Fargo.
Good morning.
Linda Carl.
Good morning, Linda. Well, the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 47 points at 11,462. The S&P 500 is adding 4 points at 1,203. While the NASDAQ Composite is up 17 points at 2,566. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 232 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 53 cents at $16.41. Intel's adding 19 cents at $20.27. Oracle's down 49 cents at $27.13. While Microsoft is up 62 cents at $26.61. Of local interest, PG&E up 40 cents at $41.79, Safeway's up 46 cents at $18.87, and North Valley Bank is up a penny at $9.86. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.03%, while the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.21%. Oil's up 51 cents a barrel at $89.85, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $37.93 an ounce at $18.54.11, while silver's up 72 cents an ounce at $42.24. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We always like those business updates like that. It looks like gold and silver going wild again. Hey, our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking realignment. Questions from the chat pack. Why are people going in and out of the jail? We address this every month, but I think it's still important that people understand why this is happening. Join us after these messages.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life?
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:15 in the morning, September the 8th. We got a lot of things going on this weekend we're going to be talking about. Later on today and tomorrow, of course. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Alea. At 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. He is our optometrist of choice. You've got two eyes. Take care of them. He's been in Reading for 20 years. He has his own lab. He'll work with you. You're worried about insurance? Call the doctor's office at 223-2325 because he will work with you. He is worried about your eyesight. Glasses for the whole family, all ages, and he is introducing a new line called the Wiley X Climate Control Series Eyewear. Now, having ridden my Harley for 1,000 miles a couple of weeks ago, these glasses are so well done. They keep the debris, they keep the wind out of your eyes. You come out of there with bright, sparkly eyes instead of just looking like two holes in the sand. That's Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leah, 223-2325. Give him a call. Tell him that you heard it from Carl and Linda. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. There are so many things going on, and I know you're trying to get done before you leave us, but realignment. The Realignment Committee.
Right. The realignment is the effort by the state of California to realign prisoners who had normally been held in state prison back to local counties. And the purpose of this is to comply with a federal order to reduce the California prison population as a result of medical care. It's also to significantly reduce the state budget, which will help balance the state budget. So it's a shifting of the responsibilities for these people back to local levels. With that comes the realignment of funds. Now, it's certainly not the entire amount of money the state was spending on a prisoner, for example, and that's where they're going to achieve all that savings. But there will be a shifting of funds back. So the committee that has been put together is made up of the chief probation officer, the sheriff, a police chief from the county which I'm sitting on there, a public defender, district attorney's office, a representative from the courts, and health and human services. The goal here is to determine how to spend that realignment funds and to accommodate these people when they start arriving. The people that are coming are going to be what's called non-non-nons, the three nons, which is non-serious, non-violent, non-sex offenders. And it'll be a combination of people being released from prison as well as people who normally would have gone to prison with a very low level a prison sentence will instead be incarcerated here in Shasta County. So the committee's goal is to put together a plan to handle this at the local level. So we've been meeting for a couple of months. We're getting ready to finalize the report to go back to the Board of Supervisors on September 27th with the plan. The plan is going to be that initially every one of these individuals, and the estimated number is about 600, will have to go through some sort of an assessment process, some sort of risk assessment process to find out what their needs are and what's the best way to treat them.
After they get here?
Yeah, after they get here So then it's divided into a couple of components. There's going to be a custody component and then a program and treatment component, and they're equally as important. The program and treatment component will, be education, jobs training, drug rehabilitation, those sorts of things. And the entire goal behind program and treatment is to keep them from reoffending. And, we think we can do a better job here locally than the state has been able to do to reduce recidivism and to keep the offenders from reoffending. The other side of the house is the custody side, and that's probation and the sheriff's department. So we're going to look at trying to reopen the closed section of the jail so we have a place where we can house them if they need housing or some degree of accountability. We'll involve getting the work release program started again, home electronic confinement. We're going to develop a compliance team made up of sheriff's deputies, police officers, and probation officers to go out and monitor these individuals to make sure they're in compliance with the terms and conditions of their new sentence. So it's a combination of a multitude of factors to try and deal with this number of individuals. Some of them, all of them are our own people. They're not outsiders being shipped here. These are people that are either convicted in Shasta County or in prison now, being brought back to Shasta County. But they're Shasta County issues.
Are they residents, or are they just where this is where they got popped?
It's where the conviction occurred at. So this is where they were arrested at. So we'll be putting together a plan. It's a combination of figuring out how the funds can best be utilized. But again, the focus will be what we can do here locally to deal with the influx. And again, it's not 600 citizens moving to Reading. It's 600 people who have shown by their history that they probably should be in prison, and this is just a different way of dealing with them. So a really key factor of this is the program and treatment side. And that, again, is education, jobs, training, and drug rehabilitation, or whatever their needs are to try and prevent a reoccurrence of what got them in trouble in the first place.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. And I want to come back and see, and we've got to talk about funding for it, because this is a pretty audacious or a very progressive plan here, but it's going to take money, especially opening up part of the jail. We already know how much that's going to cost. And then the rest of these with the number of people coming in. So I'd like to address that when we get back. The funding that's here, is there a question about it in the future? Those kind of things. Of course, I know you can't see in the future, but this has been brought up several times by people at all levels of government. Carl Linda Bott, our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and we're talking realignment and having former Shasta County residents start arriving next month.
Wind River Casino is Northern California's celebration destination. This is the place to book your next event. Book your event in July, August, or September and receive exclusive pricing on our savory barbecue buffet priced at $9.95 per person. The menu includes tasty fried chicken, barbecued baby back ribs, mashed potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, and mouth-watering watermelon. Meetings on the river. Gatherings on the river. Giving back on the river. Evening parties on the river. Host your event at Wind River River Casino. You take the glory, we handle the stress. Whether you're hosting a soiree, meeting, charity event, conference, or planning a wedding, let Wind River Casino cater your event and make arrangements to suit your needs. Take advantage of this special $9.95 barbecue buffet pricing now. For more information on our summer barbecue buffet special, contact group sales at 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Price does not reflect tax and gratuity. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to CARS, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, we've talked about so many things that are going on in town, and we're really excited. Hey, Charles Villona and Bruce Kalin are going to be playing Saturday night out at Anselmo Vineyards. We're looking at about 103 today. We're reaching the temperature. Bob, what's the temperature currently? You just have to move that box down over there so I can see what it is. Right now, 63 degrees here in Reading, in the North State. If you're driving through, we hope you have a beautiful weekend here. And right now, our guest is our police chief, Peter Hansen. Welcome back to the Quinn. Stop it.
Good morning.
It is early.
It is early.
Welcome. I missed what you guys were talking about.
Well, we're talking realignment, and the we talk about the non,
right?
Non-sexual, non-violent,
non-serious,
and yet that's kind of not necessarily the case.
Right. One of the key components to the realignment plan is that initial assessment. So when we get the information, either from the court while the person's being sentenced, or from the prison when the person gets shipped back here. To assess where that person needs to be. Does that person need to be in a custody situation or a treatment situation? Because the non is based on their current violation, their current conviction, not necessarily their history. So my understanding is that while a person may have had a violent history, for example, if his conviction is for one of the non-nons, he could fall into this category, and that's concerning to us. So that initial assessment that's going to be done by the probation department is going to be very critical in determining the best location for these people to be housed safely or taken care of safely, but also so we can provide an environment where they don't reoffend.
Well, that's important. Yeah. And if it's incarcerated in a jail cell, that's good for us.
Well,
if that is what's needed,
part of the philosophy here, though, too, is that the recidivism rate, which means the repeat of people going back to prison, repeat offenders, in California is about 70%. And we have to do something different to change that. We can't continue to do the same thing, and expect a different result. Who's that? Albert Einstein said that or something. But so we have to try and do things differently to to try and get a different result and reduce the recidivism rate down to where it should be. I mean, some of these guys or gals are going to reoffend. But if we can do something differently, you know, like I said, I've talked before about addicted offender program here. We have a very highly accountable and highly intensive drug treatment program here that's really turned people around. You know, programs like that work if you have some accountability that goes with it.
What is your going to be your measure of success? I mean, if everything you get everything you need and it works the way you think, what would be success?
I think there's several different ways to measure that. One would be to see whether or not there's an impact on crime in the community and crime rates. Again, that's lots of different things cause that, but recidivism rate amongst this particular group. We need to track to see if they are reoffending. And the other way to track it is how many of these guys end up just reoffending and going back to prison. And there's...
Only 50%, you've possessed success.
Well, if it's down from 70%, that's a pretty substantial improvement. Although it's not very positive to say 50% of these guys are going to fail, but...
It's better than 70%.
It's that better than 70%. Yeah. So different measures to try and track. And that'll be the key thing. We'll have to track these guys because after a while, that'll be the new system. And the new system is going to be people are going to be sentenced differently. So after the first few years, it's going to be hard to track which one was.
Yeah.
Because the whole system is going to change. The whole criminal justice system in terms of sentencing is going to change. And that's where the district attorney, public defenders, and the courts are really going to be intimately involved in how these things are administered.
Yeah, and we can't put barcodes on them. So.
No, we can't do that. You did ask a question, though, about funding.
We've got like 1 minute left.
Okay. So we'll have to talk about that because that's unusual, a question. And, this year's funding is set. We think we're going to get about $2.93 million coming to Shasta County to help fund this. The out years are a bit of a question still because that's a budgetary decision that's made in Sacramento and whether or not that's, multi-years or whether or not that's, put up to a vote. How the budget thing goes in Sacramento.
Yeah, they consider it a tax. That could be, tax to keep in jails. Look what happened to the vehicle licensing fee. Okay, we got to take a break for the news. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. We got a lot of questions on here. I'm sorry, Chat Pack, I've ignored some of them, but we'll get to those as soon as we get back.
Okay.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Water is rising again in the Northeast.
Homes are going to be gone. You thought this would have happened during a hurricane. Nope.
He's in Pennsylvania's Susquehanna Valley. More than 100,000 people in Wilkes-Barre, Kingston, and other towns in northeastern Pennsylvania have been ordered to leave their homes. Flood notices are in effect from Maryland to New England. Part of President Obama's plan to stimulate jobs will include more tax revenue from higher-income Americans.
In this particular bill, the president will be looking to close loopholes.
White House Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett, when the president introduces his plan to Congress tonight, House Speaker John Boehner says he'll be listening for ways to compromise.
Where's the common ground? Well, what is it that we can't agree on?
The administration's jobs plan reportedly has a price tag of $400 billion. The president's American Job Act will be formally sent to Congress next week. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance. 221-8006 and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's. Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. 8:35 in the morning on September the 8th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by my favorite barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, and DC Tim and the Man in Black. They give great haircuts, walk back in the time, great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. What else can I say? It's a great place to go to. It's, a great conversation. You know, just enjoy yourself. That's Cypress Square Barbershop in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right off Athens Avenue. And just tell them I said hello.
Don't forget that another event that's happening Thursday, September 8th, which is
today
at 11 tomorrow.
No, that event is on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
For Megan Rapinoe.
Okay, that's exactly right.
Rapinoe.
So this is the gal who was the soccer champion, and I'm actually looking at a wrong date, so forgive me about that. She's going to have a Reading homecoming Saturday, September 10th. There's going to be two events, one that you can attend here at the Promenade. At 11 a.m., she's going to meet and greet folks. And on Saturday at 6:30, she's going to be at the Reading Soccer Park. It's a $30 fee, I believe. That's a fundraiser. They're looking to raise funds for the soccer park. But here, according to what I'm saying, her homecoming is free and open to the public, but they are trying to raise funds as well. So that is for Megan, who is Megan Rapinoe?
I think it's Rapinoe. Yeah, World Cup soccer champion, yeah. Foothill High School graduate from Reading. And the event on Saturday in the morning at the downtown mall, Mark Street Promenade, is free, open to the public. She'll be there to visit.
Absolutely. And, 11 a.m.
The Saturday night's at the soccer park. That's a fundraiser, but that's also open to everyone. And it's a way for us to show support and a way for her to give back to the community, too. So we're very excited having her
here. Well, we also have another one here that says on today from 6 p.m. through sunset. Oh. Is going to be appetizers, refreshments, and wine at a fundraiser for Reading Soccer Park, cost of $30. And Mark Starr. Call Mark Starr at 221-1885. We got this out of the Record Searchlight, so we're not sure about that one. I know about the other two, but this also came up out of the Record Searchlight. So,
lots of events going on. And, again, Hometown Hero comes home. You know, she got an ESPY award. I mean, just all kinds of great things.
Yeah, I know. What, you know, and was that awesome or what?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was great.
And speaking of awesome, let's talk about our police department here.
Okay.
The Reading Police Department. And, again, on the realignment, one of the things that we were talking about is we've got the money this time.
Yes.
But we're not sure about next time.
We're not sure. Actually, the money this year, as I mentioned, is about $2.9 million coming back from the state. It's anticipated that that money will increase for the full implementation for, you know, the July 1st new fiscal year of 12-13. Numbers have been tossed around between $6 and $7 million, which will be allow us to go into full implementation. But what I'm not positive about is how stable that funding is moving into the future, whether or not allocations are going to be made in Sacramento or whether or not the funding will continue beyond the first year or two. And as the squeeze occurs down in Sacramento, I'm afraid the funding is going to be cut off and we're going to be right back where we were.
Except now we're going to have more people. We're going to have them incarcerated in a third story again of our jail, third right. floor of our jail, but then we're going to have to shut that down again.
Well, yes, if the funding doesn't materialize. And again, right. I think that there will be enough pressure from local communities, local governments on the state to ensure that funding continues. So that's the plan.
Okay.
So we've been legislatively ordered to prepare a plan, submit it to the Board of Supervisors, and then hopefully the plan will continue, so because of the shifting of the work, basically, to the local governments.
Okay. So how to best prepare ourselves then?
Well, one of the priorities is, and we're in full support of getting the sheriff to reopen that wing in the jail, because not just that it benefits us, law enforcement to be able to book people, but really there has to be some accountability, some way to hold folks accountable if they're not going with a program. And so we got to have a place to put them if they don't abide by work release or home electronic confinement, or if they violate the terms of their probation. So one of the priorities of the committee is to reopen the jail, and this is supported by almost unanimously in the committee, to get that reopened so that we have a place to house a few of these folks as needed. Now, they're not all going to go there, and they shouldn't. But we need to have a place that we need to incarcerate them if there is a violation, or some folks who have to serve out a sentence in a custody situation.
I believe also the public defender's office,
Jeff Gorder,
was talking to us about there's going to be different ways of handling things too. Instead of automatically sending them back to prison, it might be flash, you spend the next 2 days in jail.
Yeah, it's called flash incarceration.
Flash incarceration,
and it really is a useful tool to in terms of accountability. But there has to be something to back that up. So that's why the priority of reopening the jail is so important.
The electronic bracelets that we put on people.
Right, home electronic confinement.
How good are they?
Well, they work, so technically they're fine. The key part is the ability to monitor them and to detect when a person has left or taken the bracelet off or left the home and is not complying, and then the ability to go out and get that person.
Does it like an alarm go off or something, whoever's monitoring these things?
I'm not exactly sure how it works.
I'm just wondering, because we talked about the incident where the woman going into trial when she got hit with 47 new charges, popped off the bracelet, nobody's seen her
since. Out she goes, yeah. So the technology works, and it's basically like an electronic tether. The key part is if a person does violate and leave the tethered area, how quickly can get over there to check on them. So another component we're developing is a compliance team, and that'll be a sheriff sergeant, a couple of sheriff's deputies, a couple of RPD officers, and some probation officers. So when that person does violate home electronic confinement or fails to show up for the work program or any one of those violations, we can go out and quickly get them, put them into the jail, and do that flash incarceration. So we send a strong message that, hey, we're going to hold you accountable if you violate here.
Nothing like, say, an electric charge that starts going through their leg and gets stronger and stronger the further away they get?
No, it won't be that.
No, we can't do that?
No,
so all of a sudden you see somebody groveling on the ground and you know that they've gone too far?
Do that.
Just asking, Chief. All right, got to take a break here. Carl on the bottom. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. This is Free Fire Radio.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State music and art experience featuring Garrett Viggers and the Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Reading artist Juan Edards. This is a one-of-a-kind event. Tickets are $18 to $30 at cascadetheater.org or call the box office at 243-8877.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works, too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. Currently 73 degrees. We're looking at 103 today. One way or another, it's going to be hot. So get ready. Keep hydrated. Don't get dehydrated. 8:44 in the morning here on KCNR. It is the 8th of September. What are you doing this weekend? We're stock. This portion of the show is brought to you
Tobacco
by
Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, going to get that coffee in the morning, that cold drink when it starts getting a little bit warmer. Joe and Shelley also have the finest walk-in humidor and any type of tobacco accessory you could possibly want at Tobacco & Brew. Veterans get discounts. The people there are professional, friendly, and helpful. Joe and Shelley are great members and supporters of our community. That's Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. Now, Chief, reading the record searchlight, if you read it over the last couple of weeks, it says, gee, crime rates are down. Collisions are down today. And it always says, with less officers. I mean, if you looked at this pretty simply, you could just say, well, does that mean then we could cut our crime in half by cutting the police force in half?
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't really work that way. When you look at crime rate is really a measure of what crimes are reported. And there's lots of factors that affect your crime rate. Economy, unemployment, the number of officers that you have being out, being proactive, but also the demographics of your community. How many 18 to 25-year-old males do you have? Because they have commit the most number of crimes. So there are lots of socioeconomic factors, and you can study crime rate forever. I would love to say that, you know, crime rate is down as a result of the Reading Police Department, but there's no way that I or any other police chief should be taking credit for a reduction in crime rate. We have an impact on it a little bit, but there's many other factors involved. Because if I take credit for it, then I should also be held responsible when the crime rate goes up. And there are lots of other factors. Like we were just talking about realignment.
Yeah.
Putting 600 additional known criminals in our community is going to have an impact on local crime.
Even if you could get 70% of them to, walk the line, that's 30% more than that won't.
And that is something really out of our control. That was a decision made in Sacramento. So there's lots of different factors that cause that. So in this year's mid-year report, our crime rate was down about 2%. Really that's not a significant change one direction or another, but it was down slightly. And when I talked to the reporter about that, one of the categories that was down significantly was calls for service. And instead of usually we run about 80,000-85,000 calls for service per year, and we're down about 2,000 calls for service. And what I said was that is as a result of less officers. Because when officers are out patrolling, they generate calls for service. They see something, and they take action, and that creates what we call an on-view call for service. And so I think when you have 20-some less police officers, that one category of calls for service is down as a result of less officers. The traffic accident rate Generally is affected by enforcement activities, which includes red light camera stuff as well as our number of citations we write. And we that's an area where law enforcement efforts tend to have a direct impact on accident rate. And so when we first installed the red light cameras, our accident rate, you know, dropped, you know, 20%. And now it's still down, you know, about 5% or so. And that's good. It's still a good downward trend. But we expect that to level off as a result of less enforcement. And you know, we're going to reach a leveling off point, but we've brought it down significantly. So, you know, I'm really proud of the work the guys are doing. But, you know, our ability to keep people incarcerated has an effect on crime rate, and you know the revolving door that's going out the jail. You know, really, people think the jail is overcrowded. It's not. The jail's full. And you know, the sheriff's office does a good job to make sure the jail is not overcrowded. It's just full. So basically, we put someone in, someone has to come out. So the sheriff's department is tasked with the sometimes unpleasant job of having to determine who stays and who goes. And it depends on, you know, who's the biggest risk. And unfortunately, a lot of times we arrest somebody for a property crime or things like that because they're low risk to, in terms of violent crime, you know, they get released and they go out and start reoffending right away. So there's lots of people that we've arrested, you know, half a dozen times in 1 year. But the sheriff's department, you know, is not going to let the jail become overcrowded. They have limited space, but it's one in, one out. Even if we open a new wing of the jail, we'll still be in the same position because it'll fill. And then one in, one out. And that new wing in the jail is going to have some beds reserved for.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to have
these new folks.
Some beds reserved.
Yeah, we're going to call them the AB-109 group. They're going to have to be reserved for that. So we have the ability to do the flash incarceration, hold these new people accountable. So it's still going to be one in, one out. And that's, there aren't any real, you know, extra beds anywhere. There isn't anything.
Now, that's a, you know, there's so many ifs. In this portion of what's going to happen with this realignment program.
Well, and the key part is, you know, we need to be flexible too, because you know we think we know what's going to happen in terms of numbers of people and what treatment programs might work, but until they actually start arriving, particularly on the program and treatment side, we're going to have to be real flexible there and have a menu of options because it's not a one size fits all. Everybody's going to have a different thing which will help them to, you know, not reoffend. And that's actually probably going to be the more difficult task here in realignment is assessing these folks, determining what's best for them so they can keep them from reoffending.
Which is really the bottom line because it costs us a lot less.
It costs us a lot less. So
in human waste, and when I say waste, a waste of a human's life, if they just continue going back to jail, if there was some way of fixing them,
or
allowing them to fix themselves.
The plan that we're forwarding to the Board of Supervisors, once it's finalized, is going to have a menu plan of multiple options for the people on program and treatment to do, you know, what works for them. Because not everyone, you know, needs drug treatment, but a lot of people do. Some other people are going to need, you know, education. Some people are going to need some basic job skills. Some people need housing. What about, you know, there's all kinds of things that are going to be needed over there. So.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. This realignment, which begins next month. We get our first group next month.
October.
Has the money gotten here yet?
No.
Oh, Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure.
and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Here we go.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars, and Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the Summer Music Series. Join me Thursday nights and let's talk music, fashion, film, fun, what's hot and what's not. On the Spot with Linda Bott Thursday. See you then.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Should never brought up red light camera.
By the way, tonight on the Spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m., I have some great guests. I have Miss Redding Rodeo, the brand new Miss Redding Rodeo. I'll be introducing you to her. Chef Cal talking about his new restaurant. The lead ballerina from the Nutcracker will be here tonight. We'll be talking about upcoming auditions and live in the studio, Jan Daly. I'll be giving tickets away again for her concert, which is going to be tomorrow night. That's really exciting. So you don't want to miss getting free tickets and all that good stuff tonight, 6 p.m.
Okay, our guest, Redding Police Chief Peter Hansen, is here on his regular visit.
If I'm not in jail.
Now, one of the things that's got to be a requirement for the next chief that comes in here is that he continues this and that you bring him in.
Well, that'll be up
to you to see whether or not you can, you know, entice him to come over here and you know, sit next to Linda and be abused like I'm abused when the radio's off.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You don't take abuse very well, there.
No, I don't.
You don't have any whipping marks on you.
No, I don't.
Don't
take
worry
abuse
about it.
No, and even though that smiles on his face and never reaches his eyes, I just want to let you know that right now. Okay, Chief, we've got just a few minutes left here. We talked realignment. We've talked the Redding Searchlight stories. We've talked about Record Searchlight stories. Opening up the jail. Realignment is so huge. We've talked about the search for your successor here. And that's going to be that's closing down on Monday, I guess.
Yeah, Monday the 12th. The first round of interviews are scheduled for September 29th. So they're moving pretty rapidly. And then the selection will have to go through a background process and that sort of thing. And then hopefully we get a new chief on by November so I get a chance to work with him for a couple of weeks. And
yeah.
That's the plan.
Well, what about is the community going to have an ability to see is this going to be transparent at all, or is there going to be?
Yeah, the city manager's plan is that there's going to be two oral board panels, just like what we did last time. There's going to be a professional panel made up of chiefs of police who will interview the candidates, and then they have a community panel of about 10 or 12 people that will get to interview, and they provide feedback directly to the city manager. So he was a participant in that interview process, and he wants to hear exactly what the community thinks about these candidates.
I like
and
that.
And then he takes, you know, both input from both panels, and he sets up an interview himself with some of his top executives to interview then he has to go through a background and things like that. So.
Okay. Well, good. So then the community does have something to say about at least being able to see who they are.
Yeah, and when I went through the process 3 years ago, it was a good mixture of, you know, business leaders, law enforcement, local personalities. I mean, there's a lot of people who were involved. Everything from, you know, there was the undersheriff was there, and the district attorney was there, and other people in the community who have some contact with law enforcement very interested, as well as a good representation of a cross-section of what's going on in the community, educators and things like that.
So. Okay. I think that's a great idea to do that, so I applaud that. What else here? We've got gosh, realignment and everything.
Well, this weekend is, you know, you've already talked about some of the events for Saturday for Megan, and, you know, Sunday, of course, is the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. Really a great way to honor those people that died, but also those that continue to serve in our law enforcement, is to come out for some of these events. I have been to the sunrise ceremony at the flag on Bocelli. It's fabulous. The Enterprise music program is excellent. Mr. Neese does a great job. And if you want to hear an excellent group of students play music, it's really worth going to see, and it's very inspirational. St. James Church is having a car show to honor public safety. We're going to have a police canine demonstration Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, over on Shasta View at the church there. The one of the cemeteries is holding an event.
Longcrest is going to be there with their wall of remembrance.
Shasta Lake City's got the event that night. The Asphalt Cowboys, the barbecue. There's so much going on that day. There's an event at the Anderson River Park with the Hispanic Coalition. So there's lots of things going on 9/11 that I know where I'll be all day, dawn to dusk, literally.
Well, you know, we're going to start at 6:45 in the morning and just kind of wander our way through the day. And I've been honored to be able to be the guest speaker out at the city of Shasta Lake. And I can't say enough about that. And they have such a great ceremony.
That'll be a candlelight, kind of a 6:30, 6 o'clock.
It starts at 6:30. But everything else that Peter was talking about, too, it's worth it.
You mentioned Pearl Harbor, and I still remember 10 years ago, 9/11, I had just gotten off graveyard and I had gone home, and I got a phone call from my mom. And my mom is 87 years old, and she said, "It's happening all over again." Now, what do you mean? She goes, "It's Pearl Harbor all over again," because she lived through that.
Yes.
She was, you know, she and my dad.